Well, hello, it's Lori Ivers with the Daily Dip. It's been a while, and I am coming to you with this Daily Dip in awareness of choosing beyond the perceptions of ideas, which is where we put intention, direct our energy in energy. So it's where we're putting our infinite, divine, eternal attention. You can use that acronym in many different ways, but when you have an idea, it's meant to be inspired from your higher self that's dropping in potential, and it's your job, joy of being, to discern your preference of a better feeling. So I am very attuned to how I feel in my physicality, where my energy is expansive or contracted. And on occasion, I'll get some energy that will come around and it will sort of stick to me like lint, spirit says. And so when I feel less than or certainly not as full as I'd like to in flow, I will ask a question that moves me beyond my ideas. So if we can't get beyond any idea that we've entertained previously, we'll keep that energy and momentum unconsciously. So it's certainly a great idea to direct your consciousness. When you're not directing consciousness, anything you're perceiving can activate unconscious programs. And so many people feel that you have to be in constant thought about what's bothering you, but that's actually adding a lot of infinite divine eternal attention on things that bring you contraction and contrast. So to take your focus off it will diminish the momentum of energy that's been active within it. And when you put it on a focus without judgment, which is why I offer the question, it gives your being an opportunity to focus source eternal life force, your energy, in a forward direction where you'd like to go without judgment. So the question I'm using today for my own self, because I woke up and I could feel this weird energy come back around, and I was like, I don't really want to have that energy, and it's an expectation to have that energy. So any expectation ultimately is a judgment, a computation, or a conclusion, which is a decision by you of the way that it's always been. And it's always you, your omnipresent universe, because you're the one thinking and feeling, and you're the one that has the power to change what you're thinking and feeling. And many people acquiesce to think that they cannot change their thought forms, but everything comes from a thought form, and then we use that thought form with our energy to bring energy into a perception of form by slowing it down so it looks solid. But everything actually is just a virtual reality that you're perceiving based on your entrainments and what your ideas are and your expectations and anticipations, spirit says. So I'd like to highly encourage you always to be in a question of forward momentum, which is just using your mind to focus, like holding a magnifying glass to light up a leaf with the sun. You got to keep on it and you got to keep at it continuously to build the momentum in the direction that you'd like to be in. So I'm revisiting this to give you awareness of why I make these suggestions of using the question, and I'll post them in various places as a tool for one to use in focus. So the question I'd like to offer today is the one I've been using, which is, what is beyond this known anticipation and expectation of myself, which has manifested you, source eternal life force, today? And that gives me an opportunity to anticipate receiving something beyond how I've known myself to be, which is where we want to set our intention, because we can't move forward from the conditions or constructs in place if we're not willing to transform them using our thoughts and emotions, source eternal life force, to receive that expansive idea from our eternal source and align to it. We must be in that forward momentum and direction of receiving it, spirit says. So I've been asking that question, and then, of course, because I have entrainments and programs, I know to delete that, which just means that I'm letting spirit know that any entanglements or attachments in the quantum field of energy are being addressed in that now moment, along with my intention being fulfilled. So it's a win-win from my point of view. I hope this serves you all well. I hope you put it in practice. And I hope that you see results in transformation and fulfillment. So with that, I'm happy to be back. I'm going to use this method to reach my beloved subscribers and anyone else that may encounter this material. I am grateful to be of service to you, and I'm grateful to be connected to this experience. Thank you so much. Many, many blessings until I set this out again. Have a great one.